أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah, today we will look at my favorite part, and this is L. L for Layl, and it's Salatul Layl. My goodness. Let's start with the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel, says in Ayah 79, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and during a part of the night, فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. So فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِ, pray تَحَجُّدْ, or pray that extra prayer, نَافِلَةً لَكْ, it's extra, asa, maybe, أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ, maybe your Rabb will raise you, Makama Mahmuda, to this awesome place, to this position of great glory. You know, the quiet and the stillness of the night, when everything is sort of calm, the awe-inspiring sight of the night sky, the stars, the moon, there is a heavenliness there. So one who gets up to pray has a special awareness and concentration. It's like in the loneliness of the night to praise, to be in gratitude of Allah, to ask for istighfar. There is this closeness that happens to Allah. And the silence of the night allows the human being to think, to reflect, and to reflect on finding one's full potential. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ recommended this salah to, you know, absolutely. Three things bring happiness to the heart of a mu'min: meeting one's brothers or sisters in iman, breaking the fast, and waking up in the later part of the day, of the night rather, for Salatul Layl. He said, Jibreel continued to advise me about staying up at night until I thought that the virtuous ones of my ummah never slept. Imam Sadiq says, the honor and greatness of a believer lies in his praying at night. He says, it's not befitting that a person keeps awake at night to recite Qur'an and then wakes up in the morning for Fajr and not for Tahajjud. Imam said, wealth and children are an ornament of the life of this world, but the Salatul Layl recited by an abd at the end of the night are an ornament for the hereafter. This salah recited in the darkness of the night is more beloved than the world, than all that is in it. I'm just keeping on reciting these ahadith. Imam Ali says, the rising by night is healthy for the bodies. Imam Sadiq says, Salatul Layl brightens the faces, makes the night pleasant, attracts sustenance. I mean, it's having a facial without having to go to the beautician. The Prophet said, when the Abd of Allah turns to his Rabb in the middle of the dark night and whispers to him, Allah establishes light in his heart. Then he tells the angels, oh my angels, look at my servant. He has turned to me in the middle of the dark night, whilst those, the false ones, are playing and the heedless ones are sleeping. Bear witness that I have forgiven him. My goodness. He said, whoever has been granted the chance to recite Salatul Layl, and when he or she rises for Allah, does wudu, prays salah with a true intention, a sound heart, a humble body, and an eye full of tears, Allah will place 9 rows of angels behind them. And the number of angels in each row cannot be counted except by Allah. One side of each row is the east and the other side is the west. And when he or she completes their prayer, they get the reward of all the angels in the row. Still want to hear more? Go on. There is no good deed except that its reward has been outlined in the Quran, except Salatul Layl. Allah has not specified its reward because of its greatness. He says, no soul knows what is hidden for them of what will refresh the eyes, a reward for what they did. This is Surah number 32, Ayah 17. And the Prophet said it's talking about Salatul Layl. I'm going to go on until we come to a part where you think, I'm just going to pray Salatul Layl tonight and I'm never going to stop. A man came to Imam Ali and said, I have been denied the chance to recite Salatul Layl. And Imam says, it's only your sins that are preventing you. Do not disregard the reciting of Salatul Layl, for the one who is denied Salatul Layl is at a great loss. The Salatul Layl was wajib upon the Prophet. No Prophet has been sent before him, except that it was wajib on them as well. Oh, I could go on and on and on. So how do we pray this Salatul Layl? Okay, So Salatul Layl is 11 rakats. You don't have to pray all 11. You know, there is an 8 rakats, which is prayed in twos. But say you can't do it, then do three. There's 2 rakats of Salatul Shafa, for example. You could pray those. It has Suratul Nas in the first rakat and Suratul Falak in the second after Suratul Fatiha, and there's no kunut. But say you can't even do that, then just one, which is Salatul Witr. Okay, it's one rakat. So one rakat, you have Suratul Fatiha, Suratul Ikhlas 3 times, Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas, and then raise your hands in Qunut and talk to him. Now these are the recommendations that we're supposed to recite. You can hold your book, you can hold your tasbih, because it's, you know, it's a mustahab salah, you can hold it anyway. La ilaha illallah al-halimul kareem, la ilaha illallah al-aliyul adheem, subhanallah rabbis samawati sab'i rabbil ardina sab'i, wa ma fihinna, wa ma baynahunna, wa ma fawkahunna, wa ma tahtahunna, رب العرش العظيم وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطاهرين. Can't do that? Recite la ilaha illallah and then recite 7 times or 70 times astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh, I seek forgiveness of Allah my Rabb and I turn to him, and then say Allahumma ghafirli and take the names of all the mu'mineen you know. If you don't want to do that, just once, Allahumma ghafirli al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat, oh Allah forgive all believers male and female, and then استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لجميع ظلمي وجرمي وإسرافي على نفسي وأتوب إليه. Oh, and then 7 times. You can do this. هذا مقام الأعوذ بك من النار. This is the place where I seek refuge in you from the fire. And then 300 times, Al-Af. Can't do it 300 times. 10 times, Al-Af, Al-Af. You know, Al-Af is that quality of Allah that forgives completely, like the footsteps on the sand that completely rub out. And then finally, Rabbil Firli, Warhamni, Watub Alayya, Innaka Anta Tawwabur Rahim. My Rabb, forgive me and have mercy on me and turn to me. Surely you are the one who returns again and again and the merciful. Complete the rakat with ruku, sujood, tashahud, and salam, and recite the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatimatu Zahra. The book is available on the website. You can download it, you can hold it. It's absolutely phenomenal. You know what? If you can't recite it, like you can't wake up in the morning. So time of Fajr is around 5:30, and you can't wake up at 5 o'clock. Recite it as the last thing you do before you go to sleep. It is so phenomenal. It will just change your life. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who recite Salatul Layl. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.